this is a request for a time extension. If you recall, you denied for the 26th Center his request for a 12-month. Well, he's wrote another letter on June 20th. The Board of Adjustment denied a request for a 12-month extension and the above-mentioned approval. We have no choice but to proceed with the construction of the billboards on our site. Since our approval expires July 21st, 2011, we are currently asking for a 90-day extension on the above-mentioned approval. This extension will give us the much-needed time to initiate our construction. Thanking you in advance for consideration. Andrew Timmons.
We denied the first...
Denied a 12-month.
12-month.
So, I mean, he wants to start, but he just needs...
90 days now.
Just a 90-day extension to give him the much-needed time to initiate their construction.
But if we don't give it, he will start it. He just preferred it.
He's going to try, yes. Yeah.
No problem with that.
I got no problem with it.
No problem with that.
90 days.
Okay.
Motion to approve 90 days.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the 90-day time extension. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign. Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Got one open and one tabled. And that's it.
So I'm to understand that if I own a piece of property in the county with 200-foot frontage, provided that it's deep enough, I can subdivide it into two lots.
There is so much to that.
I mean, that's the first I've heard of it, you know, and it just threw me off because we've always said it has to have 40 or 150 feet of road frontage.
Mm-hmm.
But if I've got a 200-foot wide property and say it's 1 acre,
right.
I can split it into 2 half-acre parcels with 150 foot of road frontage, a foot wide, and 50 foot right away to the back property.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That changes a lot of things, doesn't it? And all this time over the, I mean, how long have we been doing this? 18, 19 years? And we've, you know,
yeah, it would look like this.
Uh-huh.
This guy's got 150 because at the setback line of 40 feet, mm-hmm. he's got 150 feet.
Right.
And this guy has, he can count that as his frontage even though it's only.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that changes all the rules. When was this realized? When was this realized?
You could do that?
How come all of a sudden we would realize?
We had one, I'm going to say like 6 months ago, maybe.
Yeah. They change.
I don't know, I've heard that right out of Lawrence's meeting.
Ordinance changed?
What?
I've seen Lawrence explain that to me too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. 200 feet, you got it.
And there are some people that cannot do that, so.
Right, because you have to have a 50
right.
foot right away.
Right,
okay.
But there's cases they can, so they tell them they can do that. What Rick just drew you a picture of.
Rather endorse their decision.
Wow.
Because it gets confusing. It does.
That's
confusing.
It's not really confusing to me. In fact, I've suggested to people in the past, you've heard me, you know, go back a foot, make your property
line.
Want
to make it,
but
you got to draw your line this way or that
they
way.
Can't. It's
right.
just.
We'll always try to help them.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. Rick? Brent's got a question.
I've got the question in reverse of that case.
Scott, yeah, Bennett. Just kind of back burner that because the county gave me permission to appeal that to the Supreme Court, so that's where it is now.
Oh, okay.
Well, that was the case where the guys built the barbecue, covered
yeah.
barbecue area
yeah.
in a shed, put them right on the property line, didn't get building permits, just went out and did it, and then you denied it properly, I think, and then the judge reversed it, so.
My question, Rick, I mean, how did... how I read this. So in other words, if you don't get a permit and do all that, and you can, and we deny it, they can peel us because he didn't get the permit. So he didn't understand the rules. But
I have a hard time explaining the decision. I mean, that's why we took it up to the Supreme Court, just because okay. It didn't make any sense to anybody.
Yeah, I read that.
Judge has been running too much in the heat.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody makes mistakes, I guess.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll see it that long.
But we did it. We did our thing right.
Oh, I think so. Yeah. I mean, that was such an obvious mess. I mean, just somebody observed in the transcript. You know, if you'd have gotten your building permit, it would have told you right there what your building, what your setbacks were.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's just would seem to encourage anybody to just go out, build what you want, and then come and complain about it later. So
sure.
It's meeting organization.
Mention reorganization.
Yes.
I will be on vacation the 25th week, but Dean Malloy could do it.
And
Kelly will be. Jenny and I will not be here.
Oh, no, we can't both of y'all. What are the other? Yeah. I mean, I had that.
I was in way before her, so.
Because it's got to be advertised.
We're not going anywhere together.
We're
just not going to y'all.
It's got to be advertised. I put on our agenda to be able to reorganize.
Oh, is that time of year, is it?
Yeah. It's usually the first meeting in July. So we can't do it tonight.
I just totally forgot.
Accidentally forgot it, so.
So did you want to do it the 25th, or you want to wait until we come back, or it doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter.
Wait till you get back.
Just don't forget to put it on the
agenda. I won't. I'll put it on the first meeting and all.
We'll wait till you and Jenny come back. Nobody can suffer. How's that? That's fair enough.
I'll put it on for the first meeting in August.
August 8th. Mm-hmm. That'll be fun. All right, everybody? Okay, it being nothing else, we're open for adjournment.
So moved.
Second?
Well, you said
all in favor?
This morning.
All opposed? See everybody on the 25th.